Minnesota passes bill barring illegal migrants from state health care program. By Warner Todd Houston on June 10, 2025. The Minnesota State Legislature has passed a bill that bars illegal aliens from participating in the state's tax-supported public health care program. The measure, now headed to the desk of left-wing Governor Tim Walz, was filed by state Republicans who insisted that the state simply can't afford to continue giving free health care to tens of thousands of illegal aliens. Walz is expected to sign the bill into law, CBS News reported. Breaking: the Minnesota House just voted to repeal free health care for illegal aliens. This comes after a Democrat lawmaker admitted on the House floor to being in the country illegally. Republicans successfully got the DFL majority leader to cross party lines. pic.twitter.com/c5m1gomic. Dustin Grage, at Grage Dustin, June 9, 2025. The bill bans undocumented migrants from participating in the state's Minnesota Care Program. Republican State Representative Harry Niska pointed out that Minnesota is not the only blue state finding it impossible to continue to hand out such massive freebies to illegals. If California and Illinois can't make the numbers work, what makes us think Minnesota can? The question before us is simple: will we continue down a path of fiscal recklessness, or will we act now to protect Minnesota taxpayers? Rep. Niska said. Minnesota Care saw more than 20,000 illegals join the program when it launched, and its costs quickly totaled $4 million. The cost for the program was set to balloon to $1.3 billion by 2027. The rollback became the chief measure for Republicans as part of the legislature's budget negotiations to avoid a government shutdown. GOP lawmakers voted for it as a block in both the House and the Senate. In the Senate, Aaron Murphy, the majority leader of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, the state's Democrat party, was compelled to vote along with the Republicans because she promised to do so in order to get the rest of the budget passed. Even while voting in favor of the health care rollback, Sen. Murphy pledged to re-implement the freebie program at some later date. "We will regain coverage for people because we are compassionate people, and that's what we do in Minnesota. I made an agreement. I gave my word. I will vote for this, and it's among the most painful votes I've ever taken," Murphy said. The party split in the Minnesota State House is even closer than in Washington, D.C. currently. The House is even with 67 Republicans to 67 DFL members, while the Senate currently has only a one-seat majority for the DFL with 34 to the GOP's 33. Minnesota is not the only blue state finding that its massive freebies to illegals immediately became unsustainable as soon as the measures were implemented. The state of Illinois also found its costs immediately spiraling hundreds of millions of dollars past the costs lawmakers assumed the program would cost. Illinois has spent $1.6 billion on health care for migrants over the last 4 years. Add housing and food assistance, and easily over $2 billion. It's unsustainable. pic.twitter.com/4q6kbd/fud. Tom Bevan, at Tom Bevan RCP, June 10, 2025. The costs spiraled out of control so quickly that even radical left-wing Governor J.B. Pritzker, who was thrilled with the program when he signed it onto law, said that it had to be rolled back. Colorado has also been socked with cost overruns and higher numbers of those enrolling than expected. In March, reports revealed that costs to taxpayers for the Centennial State's Health Care for Illegals program had spiked more than 600% after the latest wave of enrollees. The program, dubbed Cover All Coloradans, put into effect in 2022, was estimated to cost Coloradans about $2 million. But only a few years later, that cost had soared to $16 million and is expected to double to $32 million by next year, Axios reported. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.